Before I, let me say first of all, happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. This May the 8th, Mother's Day, Lord's Day Sunday morning, we'd like to wish you happy Mother's Day. We'd like to thank the Lord for the tremendous revival that went on here this week at Landmark Baptist Church, God all over the place. Very good. Now, I used to sit in a full parking lot out there, but I ain't got no problem with it. I welcome it. I'm telling you, the parking lot was full every night. We had over 35 people here every night of revival. One night we had 45. That's pretty good, considering we've just got 50 seating capacity. And I praise God for the good singing, the good preaching, the good spirit that was here doing that revival. A lot of prayers being honored. Thank God for it. And Brother Charles done a great job. And in my opinion, completely obeyed the Lord every night. I praise God for that. And we'll be back in our Sunday school lesson this morning. We'll have to tone it down just a little bit. I'm still in revival mode. But we want to try to be normal here this morning. But we're going to be starting out Romans chapter 15 this morning. We've got two more chapters in Romans, and then we're going to go to Genesis. We'll be teaching out of Genesis when we finish up the book of Romans. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for the mighty blessings, Lord, you bestowed upon us so greatly this week. Thank you, Lord, for the good revival. Thank you, Father, for the great number, Lord, that came out. Thank you, Father, for those that will be here today, for those that are listening online. Lord, we just want to praise you and thank you, Father, Lord, for all your blessings, Lord. And Lord, bless our efforts this morning. Open your words to us, Father. Make your words known to us, Lord. May we be able, I pray, Father, Lord, to teach precept upon precept, line upon line, what thus saith the Word of God. Lord, may we keep your Word in our heart. David said, I've hid thy Word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Yeah. Paul said, he'd not known sin, but by the law. And Lord, we want to walk before you in the beauty of holiness. Pray you bless, Father, our efforts always. Make us a blessing to you. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Romans chapter 15. Paul starts out verse 1. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. That verse just kind of comments on a lot of people. They're kind of caught up in themselves so much they don't notice the needs of others. And I want to read a scripture that made me think that thought in Philippians chapter 2. I'm going to read first 8 verses here in Philippians chapter 2. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, or if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded. It's a key word right there. Mm-hmm. Having the same love, being of one mind, one accord and of one mind. And the Word of God will give you singleness of mind. I line everything up with the Bible. I mean, I just think biblically. Everything I see, I put it in perspective as a Bible thought. He says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. That's one way that you can help those that are weak. He says, ye that are strong, bear the infirmities of the weak. He says, let each esteem other better than themselves. Don't take too much emphasis upon yourself that you don't notice the needs of others. Verse 4, look not on every man. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. You know, my pastor used to say this, people don't care how much you know. They want to know how much you care.
Right.
And when you do look on the needs of others, they notice that you care for them.
Yes.
Verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now that first verse there talks about helping people that are weak. I first got saved. I didn't know enough Bible to blow my nose.
Yeah.
But I'm saved. I'm just a babe in Christ. But my pastor was up there one day preaching, and I stood up and asked him a question out of the Bible. Now, there's a time for everything. That wasn't the time to ask the question, but I didn't know it. But
right.
He did.
Right.
And with the grace of God and the love of God, he said, "Brother Eddie, I'm preaching right now. We'll talk later." You know, he didn't put me to shame.
Yeah.
He understood.
Yeah.
You know, I just didn't know no better.
Right.
But we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves.
And that's what he did.
Like, yeah, he just kind of let me know, you know, there's a time for everything. That wasn't the time. Mm-hmm. That's the question.
Yeah.
Let every one of us, verse 2 of Romans 15, let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. And, you know, we're supposed to love our neighbor. And let every one of us please his neighbor for his good edification. I went over and talked to this guy that lives next door to this church here, and I just wanted to introduce myself and wanted to invite him to church. And, you know, I tried to do some edification. I said, I don't even know your name. I'd like for you to come, bring your family, and just try to encourage him to consider coming. He may come one day. You got to go out and compel him to come. Jesus said, that my house may be filled. Verse 3, for even Christ pleased not himself, but as it's written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. You know, it cost Jesus something to be a servant.
Yes.
He let people walk all over him. He done that on purpose.
Uh-huh.
To somehow show them there was a difference between him and them.
Right.
And, you know, he didn't avenge himself. He didn't speak back in scorn. He just absorbed it. He allowed it. And that scripture is actually taken out of Psalm 69. I think it's verse 9. The reproach of thee fall upon me. He allowed it. He could have stopped it at any minute. But he allowed it. And you know, especially a pastor, I tell this even to people at work, don't never let anything become personal. When it becomes personal, you'll personally react the wrong way.
Yeah.
Just remember, people, they're like everybody else. They got faults and make mistakes. Yeah. They might say something they might not even meant to say.
Right.
I remember one time I gave a woman a cussing before I got saved. I don't cuss no more. The Bible says, let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth as becoming saints.
Mm-hmm.
But I gave this woman a cussing at Lessonbury Building Supply. And I had my cousin Barry Ford with me. We went outside and he said, I can't believe you talked to that woman like you did. I said, I did not. He said, I was standing right beside you. The reason I'm saying that is I didn't even know I even gave her a cussing.
Yeah.
Now here's the good about this. When I got saved, I went to Lessonbury Building Supply. I went to that woman.
Yeah.
And I said, ma'am, I want you to forgive me. I'm so sorry for cussing you out that day. I said, since that day I've been saved and I don't act like that no more. And she said, son, you was forgiven the day that you did it, but thank you for coming back and showing me my prayers got answered. Amen.
Yeah.
But, you know, Christ allowed reproaches to fall on him. He didn't throw rocks. He didn't beat people up. He just prayed, Father, forgive them. They don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Verse 4, for whatsoever things were written aforetime, that's very important. Here's how to put things in perspective. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. I'm still in school. I went through 12 years of school. And I was so glad to get out of it. I think they just passed me because they didn't want to see me another year. But I did make it through 12 years. I did graduate. The grades weren't, they were B minuses and L's, but I did pass. And then if that wasn't enough, they sent my job to Mexico and I had to go to college. And I did graduate there, in college it ain't hard to pass. The answer's in the back of the book.
Yeah.
But I'm still in school is what I'm trying to say. And some people, the Bible says, they're ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Right.
I believe it's in 2 Timothy chapter 3 here, verse 7. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7. But, I have learned a lot from my Bible. I'm on my 19th time of reading my Bible through, and I hope to continue that. I don't know how long the Lord's going to allow me to be here, but as long as I'm here, every morning I get up early, and I have devotions, read my Bible, pray, and try to get caught up, with things, going on as a pastor. Try to watch a little bit of the news. Try to keep up with what's going on. We got a lot of things going on right now. Hard to keep up with.
Yeah.
But we need to do what this verse says. Whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning.
Right.
You got people that say, a bunch of goat herders wrote this stuff down. The Bible said, Psalm 68 verse 11, the Lord gave the word and great was the company of those that published it. Now it was shepherds that took the good news that a virgin had gave birth to the Son of God in a manger. They went spread that abroad. What was I getting ready to look up here? Oh, Peter. Peter talked about we've not followed cunning devised fables, but he said we were eyewitnesses. And he wrote down what he saw.
That's right.
He said here in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16, we've not followed cunning devised fables when we made unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His majesty. And then he talked about hearing the voice that came from heaven. Then he talked about verse 19, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star rise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scriptures of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. That's the latter part of 2 Peter chapter 1.
Now, Peter, wrote down what he saw. Think about John, when John was on the Isle of Patmos, He wrote down what God told him, right? Told him, there's some things that he told him not to write down.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
So he saw a lot. God took him into heaven.
God put the word into the hand of man.
Yes.
And in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God.
Yes.
And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction. And here's a real important one. For instruction in righteousness. And we need to give the most earnest heed.
Pencil and write that Scripture he just called out right there. Write it down for me. I can go back on this tablet and write it later, but if you'll just take a little piece of paper and write it down.
But these things were written and recorded.
What was that scripture?
Oh, that was 2 Timothy.
2 Timothy.
I think it's chapter 3.
Yeah.
Verse 16, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. There's a good 3:16 right there.
Yeah.
But these things were written and preserved for our learning that we, through patience, it takes time. Let me say this. I'm going to stop right here. I've read my Bible through 19 times. There's no shortcuts. There's no self-help. Best thing you can do is fall down and do like I did. Lord, this is Your Word. I'm Your son. Open Your words to me. Make Your words known to me that I may have them for myself and for the sake of others. Ask God for help.
That's right.
James said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask God to give with all men liberally.
Thank you, Holmes.
And that's what I did. I did just what James said there.
Yeah, that's right.
James chapter 1, verse 5, If any of you lack wisdom, and we do,
let him ask
of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him.
Right.
Yeah.
God is the best source I know of a commentary. Now look, let me go a little further here. Ecclesiastes, the very last chapter. This probably fits better right here than any place. Much studies awareness to the flesh. This old flesh can just take this. I thought I could just come right to it. Here it is. Ecclesiastes 12:12. And further by these, my son, be admonished of making many books with no end, and much studies of weariness of the flesh. That's Ecclesiastes 12:12. Just patiently, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. You can get all the hope you want. You can get all the hope you need. You can be a hope donor if you know some Bible. And you're supposed to. You're supposed to be ready to give a man an answer to ask you a question of the reason of hope is within you. But anyway, notice this, that we through patience, stay with it, run the race with patience. Don't take off speed reading, or some people read the Bible through a month. I don't know if they get anything out of it or not. I mean, I'm not them. Oh, Brother Eddie, I struggle to read. I read kind of like I type with one finger, chicken feet. But that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. God gave this Bible,
right,
and He gave it to you. It's kind of like, Sister Bonnie wrote my wife a card and sent it to her in the mail, and I went out and got it out of the mailbox yesterday, and I gave it to her. I didn't get to see what's in it, but it's probably Happy Mother's Day. I'm just guessing there. But anyway, she took the time to write that out.
Yeah.
Took the time to get it to my house, and then I gave it to my wife, and she opened it. I don't know what she did with it, but that's kind of what God did with us.
Yeah.
He spoke the word.
He did.
Men of God wrote it down.
Yeah.
It got published. I got a copy of it. You can buy one for $1 to Dollar Tree, or you can give $100 for one. It won't be no better, but anyway, I say that with a little bit of charity. I gave $90 for this one. It's a Scofield Study Bible, but I really like it. And the only reason I say that, I'm familiar with everything where it's at on the page and all that. But that we through patience, take your time. I reread sometimes. If I don't get something out of what I read, I just go back and reread it. That we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. That's pretty good for verse 4. Verse 5. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus. Now I told you that word like-minded is kind of the theme in this chapter right here. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10, just right, not very far at all, just about two pages over here. It says here, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that y'all speak the same thing.
Right.
Hello.
Yeah.
And that there be no divisions among you.
Right.
But that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. You can do that with the Bible.
Yeah.
Now I know we got many versions of the Bible. God, He said, I change not. He settled His word in the heavens, and He commanded to 1,000 generations. Now, I'm not going to tell you you can't get something out of a Bible written by man, but I'll tell you what, you can get the truth if you'll read God's Word.
Yeah.
I only read, and I'm going to take just a minute here to personify why I read the King James Bible. There are a lot of different versions of the Bible out there, but the reason I read the King James Bible, it's Greek and Hebrew transferred into English with zero omissions, with zero additions.
Right.
No other Bible can make that statement. Not only that, it doesn't have a copyright. I can print them myself if I want to.
Right.
I can print them. I can sell them. The Word of God, Paul said, it's not bound.
Right.
And 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse, I don't remember what verse it is, but it's in 1 Timothy chapter 1. It's not bound. And I can print it. I can sell them. I can do anything. It's a gift. Just like God gave His Son, He gave His Word.
Yeah.
And we have it.
Right.
And the best thing you can do is give the most earnest heed to it.
Right.
One of my favorite verses is Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16. That verse says, "Speak ye out of the book of the Lord and read, no one of these shall fail." If you fail to read that book, you'll probably fail in life. You got everything you need right here condensed in the Word of God.
That's right.
Verse 5, Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus. Like I said, you can't accomplish that without a Bible. Verse 6, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. You see, Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 37, He said, "All that come to me," hey, we got a visitor, "all in no wise turn away."
Hey.
Yeah, I don't recognize it. But I'm glad to have them. Amen. Hallelujah. But with one mouth we're to glorify God. With one mind we're to glorify God. He said that there be no divisions among you. Anybody ever heard of this? The United States of America.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's this? United we blank, divided we fall.
Yeah.
United we stand,
exactly.
Divided we fall. I just want you to know we're everything but United States of America.
We are.
And
right.
I recognize this fella here.
Hey,
howdy,
howdy. Well, I thought it did. I thought you were my cousin William.
You know me, don't
you? I think I do.
Huh?
My mom passed away.
Yeah, him. Wow, you got a lot bigger than that time I
said.
Well, that's the difference. I'm 68 today. I'm still here. Yeah, I've been over with this guy.
How you doing?
Yeah, we went to camp. Glory.
Yeah.
Hey.
Good to see you, Brother Tim.
Hey, sir.
Yeah.
My mom passed
away. Mine did too, son.
Back in November.
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 14. You know what it says?
What?
It says here, we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come.
That's right.
What that means is, I'm going to live forever here. You're going to live a number of days. I buried my daughter.
Sorry.
May the 30th, 1995. She lived 17 years and 1 week. She probably thought she lived to be 70. That's what I'm telling you. Here, we got no continuing city, but we seek one to come, and it will be continuing.
Right down in front of Barron County Hospital, wasn't
it? No, it was out there on 68
Acres,
but restructuring.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, we just can't hold on to nothing here. We've got to let everything go. My mom, my dad, both in the ground. Got two daughters in the ground. Brother Ed went up there to wish his wife Karen happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
You know, this side of eternity, the Bible says we see in part and we know in part.
Good morning, Kathy.
But, praise God, when we get there, we'll see face to face. We'll have perfect knowledge. We'll know all things, Brother Tim.
You're
greater than you. You remember me preaching that message, Stone, I believe his name was, or something like that. I remember over on the...
I've never heard you preach it.
Yeah, don't you remember? You was working at this church going towards the Glasgow High School on the right there. What is it? That'd be 6880, I guess, right there on the right. And I come over, I meet you about that girl shooting her kids.
You think of a different feller. I've never listened to you.
Tim Wilson?
I'm maybe a different one you're thinking about.
You a preacher?
I used to.
Yeah, I remember.
I don't.
That's all I've done. Never got to preach. He said, "Come on down, we'll put you in." They throw me right in there. I got up, preached like crazy, like I normally do. Yeah, I remember. I've been preaching for over 30 years. It was 30 years ago at least. Yeah.
I remember we were down at that camp together.
Yeah.
Had to end up throwing Jim Long.
Please. We went up there to Noah Brotman's camp up there, I don't know what it's called, but it was Selene Baptist Church up there in Nancy. Yeah, we had all these boys in there, they were rowdy. I said, "Look, I was wanting to sleep. I said, started right here, started giving me testimony. Got about five. One of them said, I want to get saved. Tim got in on it. But them was good days, and we still got good days.
There you go.
But here it says, wherefore receive ye one another, even as Christ also received us to the glory of God. You know, Jesus, He doesn't turn anyone away.
No.
Matter of fact, He's got His hands reached out right now to lost humanity, saying, come unto me, all you that are heavy laden, and all you that are burdened, take my yoke upon you and learn of me.
You don't believe this, but just 5 minutes ago, coming here in the car, I said exactly the same thing this boy.
Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all you that are heavy laden and burdened, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. My yoke's easy, my burden's light, and you'll find rest unto your souls, amen.
Right.
You won't find rest nowhere else. You can find rest in Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Let me read that. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. My yoke's easy, my burden's light. We read it a whole lot better than we quoted it, amen.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, that's what the Word of God is. It's a whole lot deeper than anybody can understand. The breadth and length and depth of it. Verse 8, he says, now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. What this says is, he ministered to the Jews, verse 9 says, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for His mercy, as it's written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. Jesus, He ministered to the Jews and to the Gentiles.
Amen.
God's not no respecter of persons. I know we are. But verse 10, he said, and again he saith, rejoice ye Gentiles with his people.
Right.
And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people.
Right.
Verse 12, and again, Isaiah saith, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. Now, Paul's writing this book of Romans here. We're in Romans chapter 15, Brother Tim. He's writing this book to the saints in Rome,
yeah,
in the church in Rome. And Jesus, He ministered to the circumcision and to the uncircumcision.
Right.
Verse 13, He says, now the God of all hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may be bound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. You know, I'm glad I got somebody keeping me, amen. I can't keep myself. I've lost everything I've ever had, amen.
Right.
But I've got somebody, Peter's talked about as being kept by God. Maybe 2 Peter here. Oh, I'm in 2 Peter. That's what it did. Didn't go to 1 Peter.
See, I'm the first one now.
Yeah, it talks about us being kept by the power of God. Oh, come on, Eddie.
Bless him, God.
According to His divine power, given in us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world through lust. That ain't the one I'm looking for. That's all good, though.
Yeah, that's good.
Did this used to be a...
Here we go. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. I'm glad I got a good keeper, amen. A good shepherd, he keeps the flock.
Yeah.
You got a question, buddy?
Yeah, did this used to be a music room?
No, this was a small house trailer. It's been turned into a church, amen.
Yeah.
Why is there instruments
over there?
There's
some
maybe one.
Yeah.
Yeah. How old are you, buddy?
Seven.
Good to have you this morning. What's your name?
Bryson.
Bryson?
Good to have you, Bryson.
That's a little speech impediment.
That's all right. I just wasn't sure.
A lot better than used to be.
That's all right, Bryson. We're glad to have you, buddy.
We remember reading about a guy in the Bible had a speech impediment.
Yeah. He said, and I myself am persuaded of you. Paul's given affirmation to the church in Rome My brethren, that ye are also, are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able to admonish one another. He's given them, credentials, saying, you know, I recognize the work you're doing. I recognize the growth you've grown. Verse 15, he says, nevertheless, brethren, I've written more boldly unto you in some sort, as putting you in mind because of the grace that's given to me of God. Now, Paul's the chiefest of the apostles. He's one of the great master builders. And, God kind of used him to start all these churches and write 13 books, if you give him Hebrews of the New Testament. He said that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. The goal here is, that these Jews and these Gentiles be accepted in the sight of God, and the things that they were worshiping, things that they were doing, I'll just tell you, we need to conduct ourselves in such a manner that it's acceptable unto God. Verse 17, I have therefore whereof I say, I may glory through Jesus Christ and those things which pertain to God, for I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ have not wrought by me to make the Gentiles obedient by word. Indeed, Paul talked about, being careful how he conducted himself, being careful in the ministry. Verse 19, through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about Iconium, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. And, I'm just a servant. But that is, our job is to deliver the message of God. And he said, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. And we know what the gospel of Christ is. It's the power of God unto salvation. It's that Jesus Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, was buried, and rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Paul said, I've not ceased to preach the gospel of Christ. And he says, yea, so I have strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. But as it's written, to whom he was not spoken of, they shall see, and they that have not heard shall understand. That's a scripture out of Isaiah. They have eyes, they see not, have ears, they hear not. But he talked about, going and starting works and coming back, and checking on them. Verse 22, for which cause also I have been much hindered from coming unto you. Now he's describing now why he had been to, they probably called for him to come. He's in jail and in the Mamertine prison. And he says, but now having no more place in these parts and having a great desire these many years to come unto you, it ain't no fun being in jail.
No.
I'll tell you right now, I've visited jails. You was in the jail ministry a little bit, wasn't you, Tim?
Yeah, I've been there both ways.
Yeah, me too. I spent one night in jail. I got pulled over for curfew coming home from work. We had to clean Jerry's restaurant up there at the end of Happy Valley Road.
I didn't get out. I ain't proud of that, being there both ways.
I got out at 3 o'clock in the morning, and the blues hit on there right before I got to the end of Happy Valley Road. And a policeman came to the car and said, what are you doing, buddy? I said, I'm going home. He said, no, you're going to jail. And I didn't get another word in, didn't get a call. Next morning, my parents found out I was in jail. Well, anyway, I'm like you. I didn't enjoy it. I'm talking about, buddy, I backed up in the corner. There wasn't no room to sit down. It wasn't nothing. It was like sardines in there.
Yeah.
Backed up in the corner. I don't even want to give a description. It was bad. But I'll tell you what, that one night kept me, it put a bad taste in my mouth, kept me thinking about it. I didn't want to go back there. Well, anyway, he says, having a desire these many years to come unto you, whensoever I take my journey into Spain. Now, Paul never lost his faith.
No.
He never gave up. He didn't raise a white flag. But he said, whensoever I take my journey into Spain, I will come to you, for I trust to see you in my journey and to be brought on my way hitherward by you, if first I be somewhat filled with your company. He had a desire to be there. He wanted to be there. He had the faith that maybe he would get to. Verse 25, but now I go to Jerusalem to minister unto the saints. Well, he may not be in jail right here because he said, I go to Jerusalem. For it pleased them of Macedonia and Archaia to make a certain contribution for the poor saints which are at Jerusalem. It hath pleased them verily, and their debtors they are. For if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal things. Paul is just bringing an offering to the poor saints of Jerusalem. And he's talking about that took priority to him coming up here to where the church of Rome is. He says, when therefore I have performed this and have sealed to them this fruit, I will come by you into Spain. And I am sure that when I come unto you, that I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Boy, I'll tell you what, it is a blessing to be not only in the work of God, but be in the will of God. Amen?
Yeah, right.
I mean, the Bible doesn't hint. It says the way of transgression is hard. I went that way. It ain't no fun. Verse 30, now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea. We're talking one of the tribes of God, Judea. Them that do not believe in Judea, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints. You know, you get saved, you just think everybody's going to accept you. But I'll tell you right now, buddy, we're in the world, but we're not of the world.
Amen.
Jesus told us up front, plain, we'll have tribulation in the world.
Yeah.
But He said, be of good cheer. He said, I've overcome the world. Amen.
Yeah.
He said, verse 31, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe. I just read that. That I may come unto you with joy by the will of God and may be with you, and may be with you, be refreshed. I'm putting a word in it. And may be... Okay. And may with you be refreshed. I put an extra B in there.
Amen.
But he had a desire to be at this church in Rome. And he's writing them this letter. And he says that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God. And that's something we're all strive for, is the will of God.
Right.
And may be, I put that B in there, may with you be refreshed. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. Now he wrote this letter here to the church in Rome. He's done a good job. I got to encourage just reading it, amen. But, you know, we're not in heaven, but we're on our way.
That's right.
I'd like to be there today. I'll tell you right now, if God gave me the option, y'all just see me disappear right now.
Yeah, right.
But I'm sojourning, waiting for my ride to show up.
Yeah.
I'm the last member of my family. My mom, my dad, they done graduated this life. Two of my children done graduated this life. I don't know why in the world I'm still here, but I'm still here. It's not like I've got to say the matter. I've got to occupy till He comes. But if He wanted to just come for me today,
yeah.
Oh my. Y'all probably hear me shout, we're here all the way to heaven. Oh my. But He said, now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. We're all on our way somewhere even today.
Yeah.
After this service today, you probably got plans to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Paul had plans to go to Rome. Of this church at Rome. And he wrote this letter to them, letting them know that he wanted to come. He said, I just got things in the way. He said, I got a desire to come, but he said, I got other things I got to do. And he talked about having to go to Jerusalem to minister to those saints there and the poor saints, to deliver an offering that had been gathered for them. He was just explaining, I would really like to be with you. I'll just tell you, I'd like to be in my family in heaven.
Yes, Lord.
We're doing a work here. There's no discharge from it. You know, the Bible says He has begun a good work in you. We'll continue it to the day of Jesus, Philippians chapter 1. All we're doing is fulfilling the work of God, the will of God. And you're trying to keep going for God. I know me and give up, fell by the wayside, fold in the towel. I don't want to be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Paul talked about concerning faith, some make shipwreck. They gave up. They didn't stay on the course. As long as God puts wind in my sails, I'm going to keep going. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And We got about 5 minutes, or I might be able to finish this book out. Ain't much to 16. Let's go on. He said, I commend unto you Phileb, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is at Cetra, that you receive her in the Lord as becoming saints, that you assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you, for she hath been a succorer of many and of myself also. He said, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise, greet the church that's in their house. Mm-hmm. Salute my well-beloved, I don't know if I can say this word or not, Epaphras, who is the first fruits of Achaia unto Christ. Greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. Salute Andronicus and Juno, my kinsmen, my fellow prisoners. I guess he is in prison. Who are known among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Greet Amphala, my beloved in the Lord. Salute Urban, our helper in Christ. And Status, my beloved. Salute Abel's approved. Some of these names over my head. In Christ, salute them which are of Astabus' household. Salute Herodin, my kinsman. Greet them that be of the household of Narcissus, which are in the Lord. Salute Tyrena and Typosa, who labor in the Lord. Salute beloved Persis, which labored much in the Lord. Salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. Salute Acronus. Ooh, boy, these names are something else. Polygon, Hermas, Patrobus, Hermes, and the brethren which are with him. Salute Philegus and Jula, Nerus and his sister, Olympus and all the saints which are with them. Salute one another with a holy kiss, the churches of Christ. Salute you. Now I beseech you, brethren. Every church needs to know this verse right here. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. You know, our country has kind of, I don't know, been asleep at the wheel and allowed things to undermine our Constitution and our civil rights are taking the place of our constitutional rights. And it's got a ripple effect. You're losing rights because of these divisions, and a church will do the same. Anyone that causes divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine, if it don't line up doctrinally, then you need to shun it. And some people say, we don't care about doctrine, or you better. Or you ain't going to go to heaven. You ain't got sound doctrine that cannot be condemned. Paul said, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine, for the time will come, and I believe we've arrived, that they'll not endure sound doctrine, but at their own lustre they heap themselves, teachers having itching ears, and be turned from the truth to fables. This verse says, mark them that cause offenses and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. Verse 18, for they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ. There it is right there.
Right.
But their own belly. And by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience has come abroad unto all men. I'm glad therefore on your behalf. But I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Timaeus, my work fellow, and Ludicus, and Jason, and Sophathar, my kinsmen, salute you. Iturus, who wrote this epistle, salute you in the Lord. Gaius, my host, and of the whole church, salute you. Herodotus, the chamberlain of the city, saluteth you. And Quartus, a brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now to Him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and according to the preaching of Jesus Christ. Wait a minute. According to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. You know, there's a lot of mysteries in the Bible. About seven of them I think of off the top of my head. But this mystery right here, talking about the gospel of the preaching of Jesus Christ, everybody don't recognize Jesus as being Lord or being God. And, you know, they want nothing to do with Him. Don't pray in His name. Don't mention His name. But, you know, they could find out that not only that they need Him, that they can't be saved apart from Him, but it says was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest by all the Scriptures of the prophets according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known unto all nations for the obedience of faith. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Well, we was able to finish out the book of Romans. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And we'll be starting next Sunday teaching out of the book of Genesis. And praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for a Bible.
Stop. I was praying for you this morning, and I was thinking before.